You know her before? You know any of them before? You are Tamilian or what?
Telugu.
We learn with Elsa in the movie. Mother sir was in the movie. Sir? M.A. M.A. Masters in Arts. What subject?
Telugu.
We have another Telugu here, M.A. Telugu. This is another M.A. Telugu here, in the temple. These are all M.S.C.s. M.S.C. Biochemistry, M.S.C. Zoology, M.S.C. Mathematics, M.S.C. Again, Biochemistry. There are a lot of friends here. Your parents stay in Nellore? Your parents right now, they are in Nellore or Ongole? You are in a hostel? What hostel is that? What hostel is that? Tell them, they go everywhere. You know? Alright. So daily at this time, we have class from Bhagavatam. Yeah. And it will go up to 9 o'clock. You will be here till 9 o'clock? No problem. How many brothers and sisters you have? Elder or younger?
Elder.
Married. She also looks like you. She also looks like you. Huh? Fat and all that. Really. So there are two sisters. One is like this and another is like this. You are not like that. Who is fatty in your family? Father, mother? Father, mother also fatty. Okay. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text Number 16. So you should be able to read that well because you are M.A. Telugu, all right? You should read better than everyone else. This is a sloka for memorizing. Prabhupada has given many classes on this sloka. Very convincing meaning. Repeat. Satyam vidatam nijavrutya vasitam. Satyam. Okay. 16. I'm sorry. Savikraman putra vadepsu rojasa.
Savikraman putra vadepsu rojasa.
Savikraman putra vadepsu rojasa. Nisamya Nirada Mapurva Madhutam. Nisamya Nirada Mapurva Madhutam. Antasabhayana Dadasa Tatpadam. Antasabhayana Dadasa Tatpadam.
Antasabhayana Dadasa Tatpadam.
Vitatra Suryena Surari Yutapa. Vitatra Suryena Surari Yutapa. Savikraman Putra Vadepsu Rojasa. నిశ్చంద్య నిరాధ అపూర్వమద్భుతం అంతఃసభాయ నదర్శ తత్పదం. వితత్ర సూర్యేన సురారియుతప వితత్ర సూర్యేన సురారియుతప సవిక్రమన్ పుత్ర ఉదయః సురోజస నిశమ్య నిరాధమపూర్వమద్భుతం అంతఃసభాయ నదదాశ తత్పదం. వితత్ర సూర్యేన సురారియుతప Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
The two slokas, which have no purport before, Soham Vikattamanasya Sirakayat Dharamite Gopayate Haristvadya Yasya Saranam Vipsitam ఏం దుక్తర్ మూరార్ధయ నృస సుతం మహాభాగవతం మహాసుర ఖడ్గం ప్రగ్రేయోత్పత్తితో వరాసనాత్ స్తంభం తథాద తథాదతి బల సముష్టిన తదైవ తస్మిన్ నినదోతి భీషణు బభూవ ఏనాద కథా మస్ఫుటాట్ యం వై స్వ దీష్ణోపగతం త్వా త్వజాదయ శ్రువాస్వ దామాతయం అంగ మేనిరే సవిక్రమన్ పుత్ర ఉదయప్సు రోజస నిశమ్య నిరహార అపూర్వమద్భుతం అంతఃస్థభాయం నా దదస తత్పదం వితత్ర సూర్యేన సురారి యూతప ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ సో మచ్ నాన్ సెన్స్ ఐ షెల్ నౌ సివర్ యువర్ హెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ బాడీ నౌ లెట్ మీ సీ యువర్ మోస్ట్ వర్షిఫుల్ గాడ్ కమ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ ఇట్ డీమన్స్ ఆల్వేస్ థింక్ దట్ ది గాడ్ ఆఫ్ ది డివోట్ ఈజ్ ఫిక్సీషియస్ దే థింక్ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో గాడ్ and that so called religious feeling of devotion to God is but an opiate, a kind of illusion, like the illusion derived from LSD and opium. Hiranyakashipu did not believe Prahlad Maharaj when Prahlad asserted that his Lord is present everywhere, because Hiranyakashipu as a typical demon was convinced that there is no God, but no one could protect Prahlad. He felt encouraged to kill his son. He challenged the idea that the devotee is always protected by the Supreme Lord. Being obsessed with anger, Hiranyakashipu was very great in bodily strength. He chastised his exalted devotee son Prahlad with harsh words. Cursing him again and again, Hiranyakashipu took up his sword, got up from his royal throne, and with great anger struck his fist against the column. Then from within the pillar came a fearful sound. Which appeared to crack the coverings of the universe. Oh my dear Yudhishthir, the sound reached even the abode of the demigods like Lord Brahma. And when the demigods heard it, they thought, oh, now our planets are being destroyed. As we sometimes become very much afraid at the sound of a thunderbolt, perhaps thinking that our house will be destroyed, great demigods like Lord Brahma feared the thundering sound that came from the pillar in front of Hiranyakashipu. So today's sloka, while showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful tumultuous sound which had never before been heard. Upon hearing this sound, the other leaders of demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of the sound in the assembly. Repeat. While showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful tumultuous sound which had never before been heard. Upon hearing this sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of that sound in the assembly. Purport by His Divine Grace. in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 8, Krishna explains himself by saying, Rasoham apsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Sasi Suryayo Pranava Sarva Vedeshu Saddake Paurusham Nurshu. O son of Kunti, Arjun, I am the taste of the water and the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in Vedic mantras and the sound in the ether and the ability in man. Yet the Lord exhibited His presence everywhere by the tumultuous sound in the sky, Sabde Khe. The tumultuous thundering sound was proof of the Lord's presence. The demons like Hiranyakasipu could now realize the supreme ruling power of the Lord, and thus Hiranyakasipu became afraid. However powerful a man may be, he always fears the sound of a thunderbolt. Similarly, Hiranyakasipu and all the demons who are his associates were extremely afraid because the presence of the Supreme Lord in the form of sound, although they could not trace out the source of the sound. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadanta Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Jivatadi Gaurav Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Hare. So in this world, you have all classes of people, people with different opinions, different attachments, different likings, so on. So for a person to be a theistic person, a person to be a devotee or a spiritual person, it is a very evolved idea. So only a small percentage of human beings, they are curious to know, who am I? Why I am here in this world? Why I am afraid and fearful? Why do I die? What happens after death? Is there God? So, these are all questions. They are called the penultimate questions of life. If anybody is getting this kind of questions, who am I? Why am I suffering? Why I should die? And what after death? Is there God? If you are getting that kind of questions, that means you are a very advanced human being. You know? You are a very advanced human being. Ordinary human beings, the Bhagavatam says that Srotavyadini Rajendra Nrunam Santi Sahasrasa Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Gruheshu Gruha Medhina. So 99.99% of people, they don't fit. They fit into this category. Srotavyadini Rajendra Nunam Santi Sahasrata Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Gruheshu Gruha Medhina. So we are all representatives of Hiranyakashipu. We are all representatives of Brihaspati. Now, it is not very good for us because we will also take the same fate. Whatever fate has happened to Ravan, whatever fate has happened to Jarasandha, whatever fate has happened to Kamsa, Sisupala, anybody who is holding on to atheistic views about life. I don't believe in God, I don't care for God, I am God, everyone is God, there is no God, God is dead. All this kind of views. Because God is unapproachable to foolish. And bad people. This sloka is there. Why most of the people don't understand God? Because they are foolish or they are bad people. That means it needs a qualification to understand God. To understand God, what happened? Work. What work? What work? Food service. What if you also serve us food?
Catering.
You came together, huh? Friend. Really? Alright. Who are? Boyfriend. Class friend. A boyfriend. The boy. Okay. But he is already working and you are a student. How you became your friends? The previous classes. Huh? Which class? He is also doing studies also and also a catering. But he is from a poor background. So why you should not stay here? Krishna is called Dinanath. People who are very poor. Poor in intelligence. So you are poor in intelligence. So you should take shelter of Krishna. There are people who are poor in wealth. They should also take shelter of Krishna. Dinanath Krishna. So, what did I say?
Manjit. Atheistic belief. Huh? Atheistic belief, they are simply religion.
Something to say. Alright, so I was saying that it needs a qualification to understand God. Not every fool can understand God. Not every bad person can understand God. That's why you have people in the society. There are people who say they fear God. They fear God. They are afraid of God. And there are also people who say, all right, whether God is there or not, how does that help me? And there are people who worship God because they want something from God. What about you? You are fearful of God, or you want something from God, or you want to serve God, or you are in love with God, different stages. What is your stage? You fear God because you have many bad ideas, so you fear God. Or you have many desires, so you come to God, give me this, give me that. Which category are you? The people who want to learn serving God, and there are also people who have fallen in love with God. So, falling in love with God, that is the perfection of life. But at least, instead of being indifferent to God, instead of defying God, so instead of there are six levels of. One is an atheist, the other is indifferent, whether God is there or not, why do I care? Atheist says no God, and it's indifferent. And the third category is fearful of God. And the fourth category is, okay, I'll pray to God so that He'll give me something. And the fifth category is, I want to learn serving God. And the sixth is, he cannot live without God. He has fallen in love with God. That means enlightened soul, self-realized soul, a spiritual personality. No? So the point is, at least it is better that you fear God, so that you are scared of doing wrong things. Better than that is, you want to ask something from God. God, give me that. Rupam dehi, dhanam dehi, rupavati, bharyam dehi. God, give me wealth. God, give me beauty. God, give me a beautiful wife. God, give me a big position. So this is called good. Instead of working like donkeys and mules and horses, people who don't believe in God, to fulfill their desires, they work very hard, day and night. But people who believe in God, they do some work, but they have prayers to Krishna, Jagannath. So this person is more evolved. He knows that however hard work I may do, if God's sanction is not there, sramayavahi kevalam, only hard labor with no result. So better category than fearing God is asking something from God. God, give us our daily bread. Do you think the dogs and cats, they're asking God for bread? The dogs and cats, they ask God, they go to temple, give us our bread. You know, what they get? So, these people unnecessarily, they go to God, give us our daily bread. Give me, I have to survive, give me bread. Not very intelligent. God has already arranged bread. Bread means in Andhra Pradesh, rice and dal. This is Prabhupada when he was preaching in America, or in the Bible, God give us our daily bread. The rest they eat bread. So, more than that, the people want to know. They are called inquisitive philosophers. They want to, let us search out, let us find out if there is God or not. And then the intelligent people, they come to the conclusion, you don't need any M.Tech or Ph.D. Intelligent people, how can this world be there without God? How can this world go on without God? How can this world be there without God? How can this world go on without God? Just like if this temple is running, some head is there, and so many devotees are there, and things are going on. Similarly, in this world, you know, like daily, we are reading after Mangalarti. Echakshuresa savita sakalagrahanam Ishtasuramutiratesateja Esagnaya brahmati samvruta kala chakra Govindamadi purusham tamam padam. So in this sloka, Lord Brahma is saying, the sun god being very obedient to the Supreme Lord Krishna is minding his business. The sun god, there should be sunrise. Can there be a day when there will be no sunrise? Can there be a day? No sunrise. Every day there should be sunrise. And every day there should be sunset. You go to any part of the world, there should be sunrise and sunset. Just like, any employer and an employee. Employer means, I've employed Manideep. Manideep is an employee and an employer. And afraid of me, Manideep has to come on time, Mangalarti. And afraid of the boss, Manideep has to do his duties. Is that right? Employee, out of fear for employer, he will come on time, he will do his course, C-H-O-R-E-S, course, works. Then they do that. Similarly, the sun god afraid of the supreme god, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. That's what the sloka says. Sloka says, being obedient, being a loyal person, Echakshuresavitasakaragrahanam Raja Samastha Saramul Esagnaya Brahmati Samprata Kala Chakra, taking orders of Krishna. The sun god has to have his movements. No? So that means, just like any organization, as an employer and employees, similarly, this universal organization, it has a employer, Krishna is the employer, and we are all employees. And there are levels of employees. Now in an office, there is peon, there is a watchman, there is an attendant, and then there is a clerk, there is a superintendent, and there is a manager. All different people are there. So similarly, Ekalera Isvara Krishna Ara Sabha Vrithya. Everyone is servant of Krishna. There is only one boss, Krishna. Everyone is a servant. So, you don't know how you are born. You don't know where is what in your body. Is it your body? Yes. It is my body or what? Why are you keeping quiet? Is it your body? It is not your body. Then we will take it. It is your body, all right? It is your body, but you don't know what is inside your body. Where is the pituitary gland, you know? So there are so many things are there. Where is femur bone? Many bones. Tibia, fibula, humerus. What is that? Radius ulna. They are in the leg or in the head? Hands, very good. Radius and ulna. Forearm bones, radius and ulna. So you don't know. Your body, but you don't know. So because it is your body, but it is given by Krishna. Krishna has given you your body. That's it. So the point is, Hiranyakashipu is a very uncultured, puffed up, ignorant person. Uncultured, ignorant, puffed up person. So he thinks there is no one in control. He is thinking that I am the controller. So all of us, we think like that. I am the doer, I am the owner, I am the enjoyer. But we don't understand. We are allowed to do. We are not the doer, but we are allowed to do. Then only you can do. That means Krishna is the prime cause. Krishna sanctions, and then you will be able to do it. If Krishna doesn't sanction, then you will not be able to do it. Whenever you write letter, suppose you want to go to Haryana in October, what you will write? You will write to your parents, Father, I will be coming on October 23rd to whatever, like Kurukshetra or Panipat and like that. And if you are intelligent, what you have to do? Krishna willing. Krishna willing, I will be there on October 23rd. You may be willing, but if Krishna is not willing, you will break your legs and Papa has to come here. Not that you go to meet him. He has to come here. So whenever we talk about future, we are not in control what is going to happen. So always we say, Krishna willing, I want to come to Kurukshetra. Krishna willing, I will be doing this work on such and such a date. We are not sure, but we are understanding that if Krishna sanctions it, I will be able to do it. So we are going to build that place. Krishna willing, we are going to build that place. If Krishna's sanction is not there, I may die. If Krishna's sanction is not there, I may struggle all my life, but I will not be able to complete that. So that's why devotees always, they want to cooperate with the plan of God. If you have a separate plan, no guarantee. But if your plans are in agreement with Krishna, big success. Big success, because Krishna wanted that and he said, I want. That's what Prabhupada said, lastly. Prabhupada said, this ISKCON movement, this Hare Krishna movement, it is going to grow and grow for the next 10,000 years. And then nobody is interested, you know. see, nobody is interested. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this movement will go on for 10,000 years. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, and Prabhupada also said, this movement will last for 10,000 years. And then, as we look at the world, nobody is interested in God. Then you wonder, how this movement is going to grow? When nobody is interested, what is the growth? Nothing. But it doesn't matter whether people are interested or not. Even very unqualified people, unfit people, they just come for eating prasadam here, and Krishna will use them, and then the mission will grow. Not that people come and participate, because Krishna said, even if Indians don't participate, all foreigners will come and take over. Hare Krishna. Then you will be watching, oh, things are out of my control. Yeah, things are already out of your control. So whatever Krishna wants, it's going to happen. So Prabhupada said, Indians should take the credit. If you don't take the credit, still it is going to happen. And you will be opening your mouth. And educated people, they are the right people to take up this movement. But if you don't take it up, uneducated people have no educational qualifications, they will come and become gurus. They will come and take this movement in a big way. And PhDs, M.Techs. Because the guys who are in charge of the mission, they are not so educated, but they are now going as gurus and educating everybody. Because it's not a question of whether you are a PhD or not. It's not a question of you are an Indian or a foreigner. This movement is going to go on for 10,000 years, and somehow or other you speak into the movement, you become a very glorious woman, you will become a very glorious person. Just because you are cooperating with the plan of the God. And if you don't cooperate with the plan of the God, no. People work and work, everything will collapse. People work and work, everything will spoil. Because there is no sanction from God. So wise man means you recognize Krishna. Wise man means, what does Krishna want? Let me do that. Devotees have separate plans, or devotees are trying to implement the plan of Krishna. Devotees have separate plans, or they want to be part of Krishna's plan. Part of Krishna's plan. So whenever you are trying to do something, don't say, I want to do this, I want to do that. I want to know what Krishna wants and do that. For that, you get the point? Don't say, I will do this, I will do that, I will do this. He said, I want to know what Krishna wants and be part of that. Immediate success. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Girandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Nam Sankirtan ki. Everybody takes some prasad.